Welcome to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike is here every Sunday morning at 9 with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike. And now, the man whose first words were location, location, location. Here's Mike Kelly.
Good morning, Sonoma County. Mike Kelly, it is the Real Estate Hour. Welcome once to the show. We are heard every Sunday live in Poison, right here in the studios of KSRO with my buddy Joe Pasquini, who's the sports guy, KSRO, and also my engineer. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good. So we're not going to talk about football or baseball because
no.
It all sucks.
We need some
this
sun,
all
though.
Sucks. We need sun.
So we can see that eclipse tomorrow.
Yes, we do. Yeah, because this right now it would be
It'd
going
be
on.
Starting,
huh?
Yeah,
so nobody's
exactly.
going to see it.
Yeah.
The sun doesn't come out until about 11 a.m.
The sun doesn't
here.
Come out? The sun doesn't come out?
Well, wait a minute.
Wait a second.
The marine layer doesn't leave
okay.
until...
All right.
God, we
I
don't
think the
see
sun
the
comes
sun
out a lot
here.
Earlier than 11 o'clock, Kim.
You're right.
Yeah, thank you. I know you're.
Well, it's out now, but we can't see it.
Yes.
Thank you for correcting me.
It. That is
good
a voice.
Start, huh?
We have to be very literal here, don't
yes,
we?
Yes, we do. Yes,
okay.
We do. So that is the voice of Kimberly Foster, and she is the owner, operator, chief bottle washer of a company called Chuck It. Yes, it rhymes with that word. And she is a gal who is she's been on the show before, but a couple of years ago, I think, huh?
Yeah, it's been a while.
You notice here she's turning this great color red. If you go on Facebook Live, the Real Estate Hour with
blush.
Mike Kelly, you'll see Kimberly turn this night. Red shade.
No.
Yes, you are.
So are you.
Yeah.
Lots You're getting
guys.
Redder. It I'm must be my you. Reflection.
Anyway, so she has a company called Chuck It, and it is what it sounds like. She does personal management. Tell us a small little thing about why you picked the name Chuck It.
Oh, well, it's actually not a very sexy story. I was on Facebook, and I happened
we
to...
We want sexy.
Give us the sexy part of it, yes.
Sunday morning.
Yeah, why not? This is a spiritual living. You know, they're in a mood for sexy. You know.
No, I just saw an ad on Facebook one day, and it said, "What's on your bucket list, Santa Rosa?" And it just came to me. That's it. What's on your Chuck It list?
What's on your Chuck It list?
There right. So okay. It's spelled with an E-T, like bucket.
There you go. Well, Kim's going to chat about,
Kimberly.
You know.
Kimberly.
What's that?
Kimberly.
I always say that. Do that.
I know. Where's my
Kimberly.
Whip?
Kimberly. Ooh.
Oh,
we are getting kinky.
Sunday morning.
Look at Sunday morning. All right.
The Facebook
I'm
page
have to
just
take my,
went up.
See, there's a lot of people.
I'm going to take my jacket off.
Yes.
It's getting really warm in here.
There's a lot of people who listen to this on the way to church. So they'll be sitting in those pews having all sorts of ungodly thoughts. So, all right. Well, so
sorry.
Kimberly is here, and that's K-I-M-B-E-R-L-E-E. One of those cute little words. You know,
yes.
They put an L-Y in there. But your parents were ahead of their time, I think. Or was that your...
It was my choosing, actually.
I knew it. I knew
actually, it.
It
wasn't mine.
Your
it was someone else. It was a friend of mine way, way back in the 90s
yeah.
who started calling me Kimberly, and he started spelling it with two E's. I said, I like that, so I changed it legally.
Is it because your parents would never have done that? They would have.
No.
Yeah.
No, actually, my parents named me Kim.
Kim, that's it?
Yes, because they were going to name me a longer name,
right.
But they are so practical. They said, well, it's going to be much easier for her to spell
well,
if it's just three
too,
letters.
The older you get, you don't got to remember the early or something, you know, it's just a Kim. Anyway, so Kim's here.
And Kimberly is here.
Kimberly is here.
Kim is gone, me. Long gone.
Long gone, okay. We will
All
get
right,
to her.
Let's get to the point. Are we ready for a break yet?
Not yet. Thank, maybe we are. I forgot. So.
Pass ready.
Yes. So, like I said, Moving right along.
Yeah, where were we?
Yes, we're trying to figure out what the heck you do for a living. But the
so where I got the name.
We got that. We got okay, that. Yeah. Bucket, chuck it. Okay.
Bucket, and
but your expertise is helping people.
Yes, my expertise or my focus is working with the elderly in downsizing a family home and moving into smaller living arrangements, whether it's an apartment or sometimes even a smaller home.
Right.
But usually it's in a senior retirement community.
Yep. And you do a whole bunch of stuff. You do elder move management, which is incredibly booming right now because we have the greatest generation making the final steps. And the baby boomers are now moving on to assisted living.
Downsizing. Yeah, moving into RVs to travel around the country. Seriously, there are a lot of them doing that.
You're getting kayaks and mowing around. But you do elder move management, downsizing, organizing in an organizer coach. So we're going to get to Kimberly in a bit. But first, we're going to chat about some of the real estate market and give us the call-in numbers for the show. You can reach Kimberly at her Facebook page, which is Chuck It, which is spelled
C-H-U-C-K-E-T.
Yeah, great articles on there. I was going through it yesterday. Sorry?
Yes. Is that one T at the end or two T's?
Just one T.
Oh, one you T. got two T's all over the place.
I copied it.
It could be an exclamation mark.
Actually, it's just on the last one. And
all right.
You added
it. Well, if you go to Facebook, you can't miss it. So just
or you can call, too. It's 707-560-1491.
It's all on the Facebook page, and it's in my Facebook page. So check it out. And we're going to come back and chat with Kimberly in a whole bunch of different subjects. Obviously, you know, we work a lot with fiduciaries, trustees who are selling the remnants of an estate, and you have all this stuff left over. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to chat about what people do with that, how you get rid of it, a lot of the guilt associated with kids our age who are getting rid of their parents' stuff and nobody wants it. We're going, well, they want my mom's stuff, you know, and you just went through it yourself with your mother.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll come back and chat about that. But first, give us a call, 636-1350. 636-1350. And you can also, what else? I'm just totally drawing a blank. 636-1350.
No dumb question.
Thank you. No dumb question at gmail.com. No dumb question at gmail.com.
She's got you shook up, doesn't
she?
She
does. Kimberly, she does that to me.
It's that sexy name.
Yeah. Yes. That hot, those two E's always get me. You know.
That too.
But but if you want to see Kimberly, actually, Facebook Live, Mike, the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. We are now live video. And then you can listen to the show at KSRO.com, which is one of the great ways to do it. Then our two FM stations, 103.5 and 94.5. One is for the South County. One is for the North County. So there's plenty of ways to get a hold of us. And like Joe says, tomorrow probably we'll have the podcast up on KSRO.com. So if you missed anything with Kimberly, you can do that. Or you could just go to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on Facebook, and you'll be able to see the whole show. You can see it too, Kim.
Burley.
Huh?
What's that? Burley.
Kimberly. God, I'm going to do that the entire show.
Where's my bully club?
We should have a little shock thing on me when I say Kim. You know.
Give him a break. He couldn't even remember the email address, and he's been doing that for, what, 10 years?
Yeah, I don't know, 8 million years, for God's sake, yeah.
You're going to be one of my clients soon.
Yeah, I probably will be.
Yeah. Moving into the memory loss.
Yeah, memory loss.
The memory loss.
But I'm decluttering like crazy right now, so.
Good for you.
I'm a single practitioner now, no business partner.
Right.
So just myself, which is nice, and I have this big office, and I have three desks. One is my trout station, where all my fishing stuff is. Then I have one with my little bill station. Then I have one where I sit and do all my computer work. So it's the only way I can get some exercise. I can walk around all my different desks. Yeah, it's fun.
All right.
It's fun. Yeah, I'm clearing stuff out, Kimmy. Kimberly, you'd be very
You don't
proud.
Have a bee station?
I have a bee station right outside my door.
Right
I walk
outside?
Out, there's my bees right there.
He's a beekeeper, yeah. In case no one knows.
Yeah, you got it. People know on the
that
show.
That is so cool.
People know on the show. So, see, we've already exhausted all the time. I was going to chat about some other stuff. But we're going to come back, and I'm going to talk about some other stuff. Namely, the Press Democrat had a nice story about the real estate market. And you guys always hear it here first. Than you do with the Press Democrat. We'll chat about that. Plus, the assessment values have gone through the roof, and we had Greg Walsh on here probably about a month and a half ago from the tax assessor's office. He's their chief deputy appraiser, and the market's doing very well for the Board of Supes, who use all that tax money to spend on all sorts of matter of things. So we'll take a break, come back more. Give us a call, 636-1350. Kimberly Foster.
Yay.
With Chuck It is up next. And if you want to see what she looks like, she doesn't look too bad for somebody who just got out of bed. you go to The Real Estate Hour.
Without a shower.
You had to say that. The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. And we are streaming live on video right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station. FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California. 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home and we'll show you 3 quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO.
The Laura Ingraham Show.
Turns out now that Donald Trump looks like he was right. They're going to come after George Washington and other figures in our past. As a Chicago pastor, I asked the Rahm Emanuel administration to remove the names of 2 presidents who owned slaves from parks on the South Side.
Weekdays 9 to noon on FM News Talk Radio. 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, KSRO. The Joe Pags Show.
There is an internet rumor that General Pershing caught 50 Islamic terrorists, killed 49 of them with bullets dipped in pig blood, and let one go tell the rest of the bad guys what he'd done. And that allegedly stopped terrorism for many years. The problem is there's no proof that ever happened.
Early evening, 6 to 9, here on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with the godfather of real estate in the North Bay, Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
I'll make an offer you can't refuse. Where did that come from? The godfather of...
You know, they call me the godfather on our sports talk show, the godfather of Sonoma County. I think I can sue now.
Really? Yeah, really. I know. We'll have to change that one. So we are with Kimberly Foster in studio today. We're going to be talking about her company called Chuck It and what she does for a living, which is kind of a big demand right now with the aging, with the greatest generation passing, moving into assisted living, and then the boomers getting ready to move down. And if they would move down, but they're not moving down, that's why our sales are not what they are. You boomers aren't doing the things that you're supposed to do.
Come on, you guys.
But the so there's a great article in the PD, and it was about this real estate sales. We talked about this before on the show, you guys. Always hear it here earlier If you listen to the, are you finished coffee now?
No.
Okay. All right. The
that's usually Mike's problem.
Yeah, really. I know.
Yeah. The I think he got it out before.
So as we all know, the sales dropped, you know, all the way down from 514 down to 406 in 1 month. The median price, though, you know, hit a record of 644. But the reason that is, guys, is because, you know, in 2012, Kimberly, guess how many houses over a million we sold. In 2012.
In 2012.
That was a long time ago.
I would guess 70?
No.
78? I can't read lips.
Yeah, that was 17.
17.
We only sold 17. Now.
That's what I said.
Now, this last month, though, what were the sales?
Two.
No. You had it right the first time.
Oh, it went up. That's right. It went up. Sorry. 70.
There you stay. We have a winner here in the studio. Yeah, so that's a tremendous difference. And that's why you see that huge fluctuation in the median price. So don't get too attached to the median home price. It goes up, and we had a record 2 months ago. Then it dropped below the record, and now we're up to a record again. It kind of depends on what's going on with the upper-end market. We chatted about it before. But now, you know, it is official. Who is that?
That's not me.
That's not me.
Oh, that's my phone ringing.
That's the phone with the camera on it.
Really? Joe, take over.
Kimberly, nice.
Just talk about something.
Joe, take over. It will quit ringing here in a
minute.
Okay,
I will just
so I think
quote.
The
How big, about I say a
yeah,
quote?
Yeah, well, why don't you? Since we have established this first 20 minutes that your name is Kimberly,
yeah,
you can move on to the next one.
Yeah, that's a good use of our time. Okay, how about this? This is a quote from author Mary Randolph Carther. She says, "Clutter is the poetry of our homes. It is an intimate view that is not always perfect. A few dishes in the sink, books piled." There's a typo here, but anyway, I'll overlook that. "Books piled next to the bed. A lived-in room exudes comfort and warmth." Who has something to say about that?
Well, I do. I mean, there was a time when that was kind of accepted. I mean, there was that whole kind of like, we talked about it before.
Lived-in feeling.
Kind of lived-in feeling, the English kind of like little old lady, Mrs. Marple's house, this kind of thing.
Right.
But I also like what Einstein said. He goes, "If a cluttered desk is a sign of a cluttered mind, of what then is an empty desk a sign of?"
Yes. I like that, actually, yeah. Because it is not always about having nothing around ever.
You got it.
That's pretty impractical.
So let's chat about just, okay, we've had you on the show, I think, about 2 years ago. And we work a lot with folks that are selling houses. Well, we work a lot with the estates of people that are selling houses, a lot of trustees and fiduciaries. So we have a heck of a time getting rid of this stuff to begin with. So let's talk about before that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because, I mean, there's some great articles in your – I really encourage you to go to Kimberly's Facebook page because there's some great articles in there about how people feel about it. Because it's really – can have a lot of guilt associated with it if you're a child of someone whose stuff you now have to get rid of.
Right.
Because we were talking about, you know, what do you do with mom and dad who – our mom and dad who had the – all the trappings of an upper middle class – you know, lifestyle, china, silverware, wine goblets, most likely, you know, huge hutch, massive table, all dark furniture, no doubt.
Usually.
Right? Yes. And then all the other furniture had plastic on it. But the thing is that, gosh, what do we do with mom and dad? They loved it. It was there, like, you know, so this is kind of like you can do a preemptive strike, folks. I mean, if your parents are still alive and you just went through this with your mother,
right?
You know, maybe we need to get in there and start getting rid of some of these items today, you know, before they become a burden for somebody later on.
Right, right. So what I do is I help people make choices about what to keep and what will also fit in their new home.
Right.
I do a floor plan so that we know for sure that there isn't going to be an overage. And we leave the overage at the house. So after I get somebody moved in, we can move stuff back over if it'll fit. But oftentimes they do hire me to go back and do what I call an estate clean out. Uh-huh. And that involves looking around the county for charities that will take various things. Over the years, I've been in business 7 years now, and I have a lot of contacts, but I can tell people that over these years, also I've seen more and more selection of, like, scrutiny of the consignment shops, mm-hmm. of the charities even. And most recently, my auctioneer, who was like my savior, he would come in and take things and sell them at the auction in Petaluma, and he has stopped doing in-person auctions now. He does only online, so he's even pickier.
Really?
Yep. So, but I take things to, contrary to the name of my business, I don't just chuck things. I do recycle, I repurpose, right. I find new homes for things as much as possible. So I will take, like, opened cleansers and lotions and that sort of thing to Catholic Charities,
right.
And or to the Redwood Gospel Mission. So those are my two favorite go-to places. They're not as picky, as selective as some other places. So basically that's what I do. I just go through the home and I categorize things and determine where they're going to go.
Yeah, yeah. And it should be done, you know, like usually when mom or dad... It's usually always mom, though. There's a place for mom. That commercial drives me crazy.
Well,
what, no place for dad?
Well,
dad's long gone,
I can tell you why.
Why?
You're probably not going to want to hear this, either of you gentlemen.
I know, because you guys outlive us.
That's correct.
Yes.
That's correct. The majority of residents,
but I don't want to be reminded all the time by a place for mom.
I know, that is kind of, well, whatever.
Whatever. Yes, my own editorial comment. Not that.
Well, maybe it's also because mom is the... You know, she's the one who makes all the decisions while dad just sits and watches sports all day long.
Yeah, that's all we
Maybe
do.
That's that
all
could
we've been
be
doing, sit around and watch sports.
Drink beer.
Yeah, drink beer. Make a living. Whatever. The
Okay. Anyway. But it's not always easy for people to part with their possessions. And a lot of it is nostalgia. People are really attached to the memory of their items, and they believe that by keeping it, they're going to keep the memory. And they forget that oftentimes that's not true, actually.
Yeah.
That you'll always have the memory. So I encourage people, if it's that important, maybe we make a photo album or take pictures of it and mm-hmm. put it on your computer and have the pictures going through or something, some way to help them remember if they,
yeah,
it's that important.
In fact, one of the services that was in one of the posts you made is a company where they actually go videograph, okay, not only the objects, but they also talk to the grandmother or the mother and say, so what did this mean to you?
Right.
Oh, that's when we went to the beach and we did this, yeah, and everything. And so the kids, grandkids, they get to see grandma telling why this item, which is like, it could be like a rubber beach hat. My mother actually had a rubber beach hat, you know.
Those memories are so important to all of us.
Yeah.
And especially as people get older, they thrive on their memories.
Right.
And when people have memory loss, they lose the short term, but they can remember that beach hat from the 40s or whatever. Somebody's waving their hand.
Hat?
Either we have to cut or...
No, actually, that's me, but I don't remember from the 40s.
Oh.
Well, I hope so.
I have terrible short-term memory, but my long-term memories, they wonder, how can you remember this when you can't remember last week? So that is normal, huh?
There is a place for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a place for Joe. Place for mom and a place for Joe. Okay, well.
It's the title of my new book, Joe.
Yeah, Kimberly will get you settled, Joe. Don't worry about it. We'll take care of you. Because you could use a rubber hat when you go swimming, though. But the thing about it is that there's a lot of guilt associated with this, okay, especially with kids.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many different how people handle this thing. And we're going to come back after the news. But I want to talk about, like, American Pickers, Storage Wars, and the Antiques Roadshow. Right. And what it has probably done to your life, made your life even more miserable, because the kids are all going, those are worth thousands of dollars. Look, American Rent, we could say. You never hear about people selling this stuff. No. You always hear them telling what it's worth. So we're going to take a break, come back, talk with Kimberly Foster of Chuck It and her company. And she does a lot of consulting also for organizing. And, you know, like,
correct.
Yes.
Yeah, I do work with people in helping them declutter to get more space in their home. So it's not just downsizing.
You got it.
To move.
So we'll take a break. We'll take a break and come back more with the Real Estate Hour. As soon as I get my voice back, right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
FM News Talk Radio. North County 103.5. South County 94.5. KSRO.
Crowds right now moving into areas in the U.S. from Oregon to South Carolina for the best locations to see the total eclipse of the sun tomorrow. ABC's Alex Stone's along the Oregon coast in Lincoln City.
The crowds are arriving, but nobody knows really how many people will show up. Here around Lincoln City, a town of 8,000 people, they're using an emergency plan to deal with possibly 100,000 people in town for the eclipse. So far, it seems that number may be way high. There aren't any traffic problems. Hotels still have space and gas stations still have gas. There was fear they would go dry.
U.S.-backed Iraqi forces right now assaulting the town of Tal Afar, west of Mosul, one of the last pockets of ISIS-held territory. Police have arrested a man who they say damaged a Confederate monument at an Indianapolis park with a hammer. A lawyer must pay a $20,000 fine for making a bomb threat to a daycare center at the federal courthouse in Syracuse, New York. She admits she made the call to avoid a contentious court hearing. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California. 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home and we'll show you three quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO.
Mostly sunny and moderate temperatures to begin your week. Today, blue skies at 82, 69 on the coast. Mostly clear tonight, low 54 inland and on the shores. Monday, sunny at 78 degrees, 66 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday, a few clouds at 79, 67 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with the godfather of real estate in the North Bay, Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We got to change that. I mean,
you don't like Godfather?
No, huh? That sounds a little too ominous, you know. Yeah, let's do a deal with Mike. What happens if you don't? You'll sleep with the fishes. Yeah.
There'll be a horse in your bed.
Yeah. Oh, ooh, ooh, tough. Ooh, ooh, ooh. There goes the equine market for me. Thanks, Joe.
No problem.
Yeah, let's hire a bike. Yeah. Just don't get him near the horses. Anyway, so we are lucky to have Kimberly Foster in the studio.
God.
And I got the name right finally.
This is really fun.
Kimberly has a company. He has a company called Chuck It. And if you want to see what she looks like, she is a very lovely looking woman. You can go to Facebook Live with Mike Kelly, and you can see the Kimberly's and my good-looking faces. Hi, guys. And you can also go to KSRO.com if you want to stream it live, or 103.5 or 94.5 FM. And listen to the podcast, all sorts of ways. It's kind of fun to go to the Facebook page after the show, and you can actually watch our antics during the commercials and everything like that. So, and Kimberly's been absolutely crazy doing the commercials. You guys have no idea what she's been doing.
Out of control.
Out of control. So we're chatting about the, you know, downsizing. And mainly what this has a lot to do with is the Greatest Generation and all the stuff they're leaving behind to all the boomers. The boomers also now saying, okay, we're going to leave that 3,000 square foot house where we raised our kids, and we're going to go ahead and maybe move into a condo or whatever. And they're going to be leaving 3,000 to 14,000 square feet. The funniest story that you've ever told me was of the woman who moved from, I think it was a big house, down to an apartment.
It was a mobile home.
Mobile home.
And, good size.
You went over there to see her, and she insisted on taking...
After she'd moved.
Right. And she insisted on taking all sorts of stuff, way too much.
Yes.
Because you'd made the floor plan, and you said...
Actually, no, I wasn't hired to do the move. I was hired to help her downsize, and someone else was doing the move.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Anyway, it was a fiduciary or whatever, but...
Right.
Yeah. I'm not going to steal your thunder. I know
Thank you. I love this story. I mean, it's a great story. But you go in to see her.
Yes, I went to visit her after she moved in to see how things were going.
Right. And she's in her living room surrounded by all this stuff in her wheelchair.
Piled.
And she looks at you, she goes, Kimberly, I admit there's too much stuff here. We got to do something about this wheelchair, which I thought was, you know, it's almost like... so typical sometimes.
Well, it just shows how important things are to people.
Yeah,
and for this particular woman, the things that she had piled and did not want to get rid of had been her mother's. And she had recently lost her mother. So it was a very strong emotional attachment. And I can understand that. And so I try to work with those situations. But boy, if they had hired me to do a floor plan, I would have made some kind of other arrangements. And eventually she had to, because the community where she lived wouldn't let her live like that because it's not safe.
Yeah, sure.
So, and safety is one of my biggest things when I'm working with people, to make sure that they're safe while we're downsizing, and that they're safe after I get them moved in.
Yeah. And we're not talking hoarders, okay, though we've had cases of hoarders before, and we've seen houses, we've had that. But just people that have a lot of stuff that just will not fit into their current lifestyle.
Right.
I mean, a lot of these people, probably when they're 70, they quit having huge dinner parties, probably.
Exactly, and they forget that they kind of put out of sight, out of mind. It's in the hutch, and they don't think about it until they have to move.
Or it's in the formal dining room, which nobody ever goes into.
Exactly.
Or the living room, which nobody goes into, you know? It's so funny. I've seen, especially the Greatest Generation, they'll be in these huge houses, and their life has shrunk down to where their TV set is, usually in the family room off the kitchen.
Yep.
They live in the kitchen, in the family room. They don't go to any of the rooms except for their bedroom.
Yep.
Right? And it's in all this other stuff is just sitting there.
Yep. You're describing my mother, actually.
She's so classical. What everybody, it's just what you can expect.
Right. It's very true.
Yeah.
And the good thing is my mom is the best downsizer. She's like, have at it.
Get at it.
Sell stuff so I can use the money now.
Yeah. But as I said, before the break, I mean, you know, we have so much stuff now, but then again, you have like American Pickers, who says, oh, this stuff's worth it. I could sell this for this and that. Then you got Antiques Roadshow, which probably is the bane of every person like you. Oh, no, I saw that on the Roadshow. That's worth $50,000, or that's an exclusive painting by so-and-so, and that's fine. I mean, there are ways you can move that property. But the thing is that then you have Storage Wars, where everything is worth something, which is ridiculous,
right?
So you're up kind of against that. We've seen it before also.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is there's so much guilt inherent with getting rid of mom's stuff. A lot of people don't want to saddle their children with mom's stuff.
Right.
A lot of the children have not only moms, but grandmas.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of inheritance clutter.
Yeah, and it's just like, yeah. You know, where does it end? You know, it just like starts piling up, and then they have to get a storage unit. You know,
Most people do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I tell people, when you put valuables like antiques into that you think is worth something into a storage unit, you might as well deduct the monthly storage fee from what you think the value is of that. So it really isn't a financial value anyway. It's an emotional value.
Right.
And that for some reason they just cannot let it go. And I get that. And I think that it also can be done in layers. Like once you start downsizing some things that are really easy to let go of, then you start with those first and then you move into the things that are a little bit more difficult. So you start building that muscle that I call it the downsizing muscle. So you don't go into the gym and lift a 50-pound weight right away, right? You start with 5-pounders
right,
or whatever.
Right.
So I see downsizing as being very similar to working out, is that you start small and over time you are able to make better decisions.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you're spending $150, $200 on a storage unit.
Right.
I mean, and there's $50 worth of stuff in there.
I know.
You know, and I know it's an emotional thing for you, but.
Yeah. Take a picture, make a photo album of these treasures and let them go.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, this article we were reading, it talks about there's like five distinct groups of people, you know, who they had the reactions to, what do you do with all of mom's and all the other stuff? And one of them is obviously the group that says, oh, no, it's worth something, we can sell it. You know, and there are some really interesting sites out there where you can actually, you know, sell some of this stuff.
Right. And thankfully, there are more and more online sites. It's just, I think, a little more complicated because you've got to go through more steps as opposed to having somebody arrive at your door and haul the stuff in.
Right.
So it just takes a little bit more time. But there are more and more. Like I mentioned, the Petaluma Auctioneer is now almost completely online, I believe.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I know there's Black Cat.
That's right. They're an estate sale planning company. Mm-hmm. So there are still a lot of estate sales going on. And thing is, the market for pre-used furniture and items is fickle too. It changes from month to month.
Right.
So you never know, is this month, is silver really valuable this month? Is oak furniture valuable this month?
Right.
Sometimes Asian furniture becomes really, really valuable one month and lasts for a few months. So it's really fickle. And that's why I rely on my auctioneer to kind of guide me as to what's the it item today.
I know. I mean, we had a property we sold where the gal had incredible artwork. They had the estate sale through Black Cat. It raised like something like $50,000, $60,000, you know, just off the estate, because she had some gorgeous paintings. But then she had this incredible furniture, which nobody wanted. And it was Asian themed.
Uh-huh.
And there was this beautiful, you know, I love armoires. It just evokes of a certain era, you know, where people, they could load everything up in a little tiny armoire. But they had this gorgeous Chinese influenced armoire, red lacquer, you know, really beautiful black. And he couldn't get rid of it.
Oh.
He's like, I can't get, nobody wants this thing. Goodwill won't take it.
He couldn't even give it away.
So I took it and gave it to Allison and put it in her office. You know, it was like a shelf
actually,
thing.
Actually, that's a great idea.
It looks great in the office, but that's just it. You think, oh my God, there's a market for this stuff. And you go, no, it's not.
Right.
You know, and in this article, when they posted it on Facebook, and it was like, sorry, nobody wants your parents' stuff. And there was like five distinct replies. I'm going to read these to you so you can understand. And they said they fell in mostly five camps. Number one is, I so relate. Okay. And that's the folks that go, yeah, you're right. You know, who wants this stuff? One woman commented that she goes, my children have already told me they don't want any of our antiques because they don't care for brown furniture. She goes, it drives me crazy that they prefer cheap furniture made of pressed sawdust and glue, but what's a mom going to do?
That's a value statement. You know, that was important to the mom.
Yeah. I mean, there's IKEA. They want IKEA. You know, and I mean, that'll get you divorced trying to put it together. You know, I mean, but you're right. Nobody wants brown furniture.
No.
You know, then there's another cap. Well, this is so sad and difficult. You know, I'm sure you can relate to that. You know, this one gal said, purging my parents' home of all possessions was the most daunting task I've ever had to do.
Yeah. I know somebody came to an estate clean out that I was doing, and he said it took him 3 years to completely empty his parents' home.
Yeah.
Because of the emotional part of it as well.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a client whose father passed away, and he inherited the property. And he made it a shrine to his father. He didn't rent it out, and he had it empty for almost 10 years.
Oh wow!
And it had a swimming pool, and he left his den like it was when he passed away, and he would go over there with his kids, and we'd go sit in the den. His dad was a very upper military tier kind of guy, very very famous World War II.
Wow!
And he just would not relinquish. You know,
wow.
He finally decided, no, we got to sell it. So they finally sold it. And it was kind of fun trying to do the basis for the property going back 10 years to see what the stepped-up basis was at that time. But he did not want to get rid of anything. So, wow. You know, and that's
again,
kind
it's
of
the emotional aspect of this. It's,
right.
It's a very emotional process, there's no doubt,
yeah.
For most people.
Yeah. These one folks... say, I'm afraid we will destroy many items that will be sought after in future years. We will be moaning, why did I get rid of that? You know, because when we bought our house in Guerneville in 1954, it had all these gorgeous old antique furniture, which we said, who wants this brown crap? We took it to the dumps. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
We were going, oh, my God. Of course, then my mother threw away my baseball card collection. Mom, I'll get you for that someday.
You know, but. I went through this myself personally, some downsizing recently, and I look back and I'm like, oh, darn it. I should never have given that. And then I just, the voice inside me said, it was only stuff.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, and it just brings me back to what is really the most important thing in my life right now. And so when I do that, it helps me accept that I gave away something that maybe that I was regretting in that moment.
Sure.
So I just let it go. Not everybody can do that. I realize that. I'm just saying that personally, that's how I talk to myself.
Yeah.
And say it's just stuff and what's really important today.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's take a little break, come back more. We'll finish up with Kimberly Foster of Chuck It. And when we return, right after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
I'm Clark Wolf. Listen to At the Table with Clark Wolf, Saturdays, noon to 1, right here on KSRO.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California, 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home and we'll show you 3 quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO.
The Laura Ingraham Show.
The party elders are going to get together, and they're going to gather, and they're going to meet. This is what I predict. We're going to start hearing about meetings of the elders. They're going to meet, and they're going to say, who's going to go to Trump? Are you going to go to the president, or am I going to? We're all going to go to the president together, and we're going to urge him to resign. I promise you, we're going to get to that point.
Weekdays 9 to noon on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, KSRO, The Joe Pags Show.
Dane Coulter, how do we get him back on track and keep him there?
If you really want to prove to us that Bannon had nothing to do with your winning the nomination and then winning the presidency, what you need to do now has got to be pedal to the metal on raising taxes on Wall Street, start deporting illegals, end NAFTA, bring the jobs back, and build the wall.
Early evening, 6 to 9, here on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with the godfather of real estate in the North Bay, Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
Yes, we definitely will get rid of the godfather. Lead it, Joe, I think. We are here with Kimberly Foster of Chuck It, and Kimberly is a professional, a lot of stuff. She's a professional organizer, professional coach, life coach, organizer, declutterer, holder, hander, you know, and you had that. Yes. You have what my trust advisor Jan says is an old soul. That's not to be, you know.
You're saying I'm an old soul.
Well, you have, but you have that.
Oh. But you. I like that actually.
Yeah, well, there. I have a fiduciary who's a very young, beautiful young woman, and she's a fiduciary. Uh-huh. And she's working with all these, you know, 75-year-olds, and she goes, I have an old soul. My soul is 55, you know, even though she's only maybe
that's not old.
Is probably 28 or 30 or something like that. But it's a lot if you're like a 25 or 28-year-old.
Absolutely. I mean,
to work with older folks and understand and have the empathy, okay, and that's one thing you have. You can tell it by your eyes and how you conduct yourself. And that you have
that
old soul.
Thank you. Yeah, I do a lot of listening, and you had mentioned when we first started about the telling the stories, and that is actually a big part of my job is to listen to the stories, because oftentimes that will help my client get to the next step of actually releasing it after they get to reminisce. Of course, sometimes it backfires, and then, I want to keep it.
Yeah,
now that I'm remembering all these details. But on the most part, usually the telling the stories is a release in itself, and then they can release the actual item.
Yeah. Well, if you go to Kimberly's website, which is Chuck It,
Chuckit.net.
I'm talking about your Facebook page.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, it's Chuck It.
Mm-hmm. So it's
Chuck It.
Here you go, Chuck It.
One T.
And she's got some great posts on there from various sources.
Lots of articles.
Yeah, lots of great articles on the whole process and how, you know, you're probably feeling guilty because you got mom stuff. But there are, like she said, there's those five schools of thoughts that I so relate. This is so sad and difficult. I feel guilty about what I had to do. I won't let this happen to my kids. All right. And then the last one, you're wrong. People want those possessions. But if anything, we were talking about it off the air. You know, we've had pianos. You can't get rid of a piano to save your life.
No.
I mean,
no.
You know, it's just nobody will take them, number one.
Right.
I have
a client right now. Well, not really, but pro bono. Previous client who I've moved twice, and now they're moving to Colorado. And I just went over to talk to them recently, and he said, "What about an accordion? How do I get rid of my accordion?" So they just had the accordion festival. So I saw a friend of mine on there playing her accordion. So I sent her a note and I said, "Hey, do you know any outlets for for used accordions?" So, you know, I use whatever ways I can to find homes for things that people don't want. And sometimes like pianos could go to a school, or even sometimes retirement communities or nursing homes, if it's operable.
They have a hall and they want to put a piano
in
it. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. But it's remarkable that they're so hard to move. And there's always the specialty item that you can usually get rid of, the one or two. But all the furniture.
Practical things you can
dishes,
get rid of, like,
you know,
vacuum cleaners and practical dishes, you know, kitchen you know, blenders and stuff like that, oftentimes you can get rid of things like that.
Yeah, I know. You know, I was looking at my knives the other day, because I have this three or four really nice knives I like to use. I'm going, nobody's going to ever know that I loved these great knives and all the great stuff I cooked with it, you know, all these things, you know. But it's just...
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Got to put a note on it.
Got to put a note on it. Make a video, you know. Here's I am with my knives, okay?
That's right. Yeah. Actually, it's a great idea. Mike using his knives.
Mike using his... Well, the Godfather, you got to use a knife, right? You got
to... Mike scissor hands.
I can't see what I want to say. Okay. Anyway, but, you know, the... But the whole thing about people want these possessions, and one of the things we find out is that, you know, they don't want these possessions. So why not, you know, make it easy on yourself now? And if, you know,
that's
we have,
right. Start early.
Yeah, start early.
Please start now, no matter what age you are. I've been downsizing since I was, I don't know, since I started downsizing. And I would always leave a box somewhere in a basement or wherever there was some room. And when I noticed I wasn't using something for a long time, I would just put it in. So, and then when it gets full, you take it out and put it in your car and take it to charity.
Yeah.
So I had a client who did that. She designed her own system, which is what I want my clients to do, something that works for them. And she had boxes lined up in a hallway, and they were going to various different places around her city, various charities, depending on what it was. There were a lot of crafts, and then there was clothing and kitchenware, et cetera. So, and then as each box filled up, she took it out to her car, and away she drove it. Yeah. So it took her a long time. She was actually cleaning out her mother's house. So, but that worked for her. So I encourage people to find what works for you and don't listen to anybody's guilt trip on what you should keep and what you shouldn't keep.
Yeah, it could be your kids say, no, we want that. We want that.
And if your kids want it, give them a deadline to come pick up their stuff. And if they don't, you just let them know. If they don't come pick it up by this and such a time, that you're going to donate it to their favorite charity, what is it? And smile when you say it.
Yep.
And then you got to stick to it. Put it on your calendar and say, okay, it's going out now. In terms of your parents' things, that could be difficult too, but you take a picture of it and believe that somebody out there is going to appreciate it. You know, there are a lot of charities here that have programs for people who are disabled or homeless, and they're in programs to help them get started, to help them get jobs, etc. So there are places that do need to be furnished.
Yeah, right.
So
and there's always a need for household goods. I mean, clothes.
Right.
I mean, I think clothing and
kitchenware.
I'm trying to think what organization it was, but they sell the clothes by the pound to China.
Oh yeah, they do that for a lot. If you ever do a tour of Goodwill,
that's what I think.
Oh my goodness, it is so fascinating. Yeah. They have these huge bundles of things that go to other countries.
Yeah, yeah. And they either...
Stuffed animals. I mean, it's just amazing.
Them, you know, shred them, use them, you know, the material over again. So it's amazing. So if you have any clothes, don't take them to the dumps. All those can always get a home someplace, because they will, like I said, bundle them up and sell them.
Right.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
There's also a rag man that, at least I've got to check on this, but there used to be. Anyway,
rag man.
A rag man. Remember
really?
Those old days? I don't, but I heard of them.
I don't either.
The rag man. Isn't there a song? Anyway, that comes to the Assistance League in downtown in Railroad Square. And so I take a bag of rags if I have clothing that's ripped or stained or whatever that I know that Goodwill won't take, or, you know, any of the charities. I just take it in a bag there. And I don't know how often he comes. I have to check on that. But yeah.
He probably does the same thing. He probably bundles them up and sells them by the pound.
Exactly.
Yeah
probably.
Yeah. Well, as you can tell, Kimberly is a very nice person. Right? She has a very nice demeanor. She's the kind of person you'd want to have. You would totally trust to sit down with your grandma or with your mother and work through these issues. And it is, it's a process.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
That's it exactly. It is a process. That's why I encourage people to start as soon as possible. Don't wait for an emergency when your mother falls and breaks her hip and, oh my God, now she's got to go into... boarding assisted care or assist, something, you know, and then you're in a, you're dealing with the emotional and medical aspects, but now you've got to deal with the downsizing. I'm seeing a finger being held up.
No, that's not that kind of finger. That means 1 minute. Okay. But before you go, tell us all your contact information.
Okay. So my website is www.chucket.net. And my email is Kimberly, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-E-E, as we know, at chuckit.net.
Do now, yeah.
707-560-1491.
Great.
You can find me.
And you can see that on the my website, Facebook Live, or excuse me, the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. We'll have the video on there, and you can hear Kim tomorrow when it gets on the podcast. Kimberly, thank you. Did I say Kim? Didn't I?
That's okay.
All right,
sorry.
You
later.
Kimberly,
thank you
for coming in. We'll see you next Sunday. This has been the Real Estate Hour.
Bye.
You've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Join Mike every Sunday morning at 9 for tips on buying and selling your home. Call in and ask your questions direct. Don't forget to check in daily with The Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Mike Kelly on The Real Estate Hour, Sunday mornings on KSRO and KSRO.com.
The preceding was a paid presentation.